T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Apparently, our trusty producer is listening to the show, Tyler Milner. Hopefully, we'll have him back soon. As Chris Santiago, Quiet Storm, Chris Santiago is holding it down. Clint, Tyler said one of his best friends' name is Denzel. Then he proceeded to send us photos of Denzel. Sent himself in one of them old Heathcliff Huxtable sweaters. I don't want to call him Bills. One of them old Dr. Huxtable sweaters is what Tyler was rocking. Tyler looked like he was about 16. That looked like he was knee-deep in that yellow Hummer in that photo he sent. But he got him a buddy named Denzel. And we're waiting because Clint had the obvious follow-up. What's Denzel's last name?
Yeah, I got to have Denzel's last name. He played baseball at Lee, man. I mean, Lee, at least he had good taste in
friends. I'm looking at him. I'm going to go Denzel Jones.
Oh, you think it's a Jones, huh?
I'm going to go Jones. Yep, Denzel Jones. How about that? Good for him. Good for him.
What says Jones about that old boy? The way he holds that bubblegum beer he's drinking?
It's the smile. Smile looks like a Jones. Damn, Hillen. No,
Hillen was our baseball coach. He's talking about Hillen.
I ain't got down there yet.
Yeah, no. He's talking about Hillen was our base. He gave Hillen headaches over there. So in other words, he must.
It must have been pretty good.
He must have been a decent player, and he must have enjoyed the social life and maybe acted a fool a time or two
fun.
At school.
Yeah, had a little too much fun. Yeah, we'll get down to the bottom of what Tyler's, one of his best friends, Denzel's last name is. All right, couple of notes here I want to pass along. Jose Altuve, this reported from Chandler Rome Chronicle, Jose Altuve underwent thumb surgery today in Houston. They hadn't been able to have the surgery because the swelling was so big. But he had thumb surgery today in Houston. General manager ODB Dana Brown said, "The timeline is 2 months before he can resume baseball activities."
Yeah, that's painful. That's painful right there.
Yeah, that's April and May before he could even start resuming baseball activities. And then, obviously, how much time it'll take. I'm guessing he'll probably take some time. Then he'll probably make a rehab start or two and then potentially gets up in. So you're looking at hopefully sometime in June. Is when you get your leadoff hitter.
Yeah, that's a hell of a deal. Because I mean, you got to think. I mean, it's not about staying in shape. It's not about it's literally just about being able to swing the bat. I mean, it's the inability to swing the bat for 2 months for a big leaguer, a leadoff hitter in Major League Baseball. You wonder how detrimental that is. I mean, unfortunately, we're going to find out. It's going to be fascinating to see how quickly when we get the report that he's hitting in the cage again, how quickly before he he's back on. In the Astros lineup leading off. I mean, that's going to be interesting because, you would think a two-month layoff, boy, that would be for a player in a league that typically takes a month for you to ramp up and be ready for a season. That could be a real problem for the Astros.
Yeah, so we'll see. Then when you just hear that, 2 months before he can resume. I know it's 8 to 10 weeks, but damn, 2 months before he can resume activity. So we're looking in around June. Hopefully to see Jose Altuve back in the lineup for the Astros. All right, Laremy Tunsil, he spoke today, and he got that money, had that press conference today, and it's obviously Laremy Tunsil, one of the most honest guys out here, is always fun to listen to. But, Clint, I think one of the big conversation points, I know we talked to it about Seth, me and you talked about it, is, what is going to be the working relationship between Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans? Like, that was going to be a major thing. We've seen it seem like sometimes the coach and the GM weren't on the same page, at least when you look at some of the players that they drafted and how they how they responded with those players. This was Laremy Tunsil talking about the process. He was on Pat McAfee's show talking about the process of them getting the deal done.
My biggest thing for me as a player is just staying consistent. And that's what I did all last season. And I showed them, like, hey, like, and I let them know, like, I want to be here long term. I want to help you guys, you know, potentially win a championship and win a lot of games. So I'm here. So let's get something done. And, you know, Nick and D'Amico was very good in this process. Like, they was ready to get it done. So it made everything smooth.
And he's including both the head coach and the GM. Generally, you would think a situation like that, that's the, you know, contract wise, that's the GM. But it does look like this is a real partnership all the way from. And to me, you like that. They're in lockstep where they're working on, hey, Laremy Tunsil, this is an important piece to this team. We need the head coach to be involved in this too. I'm not sure that hell, even Lovey and damn sure not that David Culley were involved in things like this.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think this is exactly how it should be. I think if you're going to hire a head coach and he's going to come on board and he's going to lay his entire the opportunity to be a head coach, and he's going to be here in Houston, and you want him to have some kind of say so in the major decisions, all the decisions, but damn sure the major decisions. And I think the major decision here is D'Amico Ryans, you're the head coach. Do you believe in, and do you want to lock up $25 million a year on a left tackle? And clearly, D'Amico said, absolutely, let's move forward. I love it because take your feels for Laremy Tunsil, the history, all that kind of job out of the mix, and just say, okay, as a head coach, if I've got a really good left tackle, a great pass-blocking left tackle, one of the best left tackles in the game, does that give my play caller an opportunity to have success? Does that give my quarterback an opportunity to have success? And ultimately, the answer is yes, without a doubt. And so, as I said when we broke the news that Laremy Tunsil had signed a new deal, I thought the big winner here was Bobby Slowick. When you've got a left tackle that can handle an edge rusher by himself, you can put him on an island at any point in time. If the other four offensive linemen and a tight end and a tailback, if they're just willing and able to pass protect, then the defense is going to have to bring pressure. They're going to have to bring an additional defender in order to consistently get at your quarterback, right? And so they're shoring up the guard positions. Hopefully they get better at left guard. I think with Shaq Mason, they shored it up. The right guard position, Titus Howard at right tackle, you're shored up. I really look at, if you're Bobby Slowick, it's like, man, I mean, all I got to do is be ready for pressures. Like my front five on offense, we're going to be able to handle your really good defensive fronts that you run up against in an NFL schedule. We're going to be able to handle those guys. They're going to have to bring a backer. They're going to have to bring a safety. And we just got to be ready for pressures where, boy, if an offensive coordinator doesn't believe his left tackle can hold up, now you got to help him with the tailback all the time. Now you got to help him with the tailback or a tight end in critical situations. That could be a hurdle for a young coordinator. The winner here is clearly Laremy financially, but the winner here is definitely, in my opinion, Bobby Slowick.
Yeah, and I just...
And whoever the quarterback ends up being.
Yeah, I could see some on the text line say you don't think it's an issue with D'Amico being involved so much. I don't. I love it. I love that he is involved in stuff like this. I do. For me personally, the way this thing has been run the last couple of years, I think they should all be in there having conversations about the things, and it shouldn't be maybe just left up to one person. And we heard Nick say early on, even before they hired D'Amico, that, hey, he was going to use more of the resources to get decisions done. I don't think he's involved too much.
I love it because I think come time when you need Laremy Tunsil in the building, like we've talked about several times over the last couple of years, if D'Amico is intimately involved in this, I think Laramie's got an added incentive to be in the building.
Yes. Yep, I totally agree with it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.